experience.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a new big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Hey, good morning. What's going on, Jacksonville?
Good morning.
Happy Saturday. This is the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Richard Danford, president of Jacksonville Urban League. Good morning. And Jarman Lightner, president of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. Hey, we're here again. It's this Saturday morning, really a great Saturday morning. We're just laughing a little bit behind the scenes because we always having fun every morning and every day of our lives. Everybody should be celebrating life every day. So thank you, God, for another day. Yes, it's been a really, really great week, Doc. It's been busy. You know,
God, yeah.
Man, I tell you, trying to hang with this young man over here, man, I feel like I'm young. Yeah.
Well, the week has been mixed. We'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm so sorry that I missed the crab feed again. But I heard that it was an auspicious occasion. So we'll just leave it at that. I didn't know that it was going to be inside, Doc. You didn't tell me that.
It's been raining every day.
Yes, it
so
has.
You know, my grandmother used to always say, you prepare for the best, you expect the best and prepare for the worst.
There you go. Huh? There you go. So what's going on around Jacksonville outside of, a couple of days ago I was going through the news and all of a sudden I see two of our council members have been indicted for on some charges of fraud and other things. And mm-hmm. even though they haven't been found guilty, it seems it appears that they've been high-tech lynching already. So
high-tech
and you know no disrespect to the governor or anything, but man, I mean, you know, can't the charges be filed before we start suspending people?
Were doing cartwheels
where at City Hall or down in the governor's in Tallahassee. I don't want to get in any trouble.
Let's not get into all of that, but
the reality is that we do have two city council members, and it's not a funny situation.
Anytime
anyone's lives are being placed in peril, we should be cognizant of what they're going through, and who knows when the bell might toll for us. So right. We just keep on moving on. We pray for Katrina Brown and Reggie Brown, council members, and I guess we say former council members because it sounds like they're not going to get a chance to retain their seats.
Yeah, the governor on late yesterday around 5 o'clock pushed the button.
Yes,
and
by the stroke of a pen, and it was done.
Stroke of a pen or a call or whatever.
Yes.
But they are no longer city council
members.
In other words, I guess they won't be paid now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if they are found innocent of any charges, then they can go back and get their salaries.
Yeah.
Apparently,
but
what it does, it opens the door for the governor to actually select a couple people to represent that community. So that's
that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
So those districts now are open.
to be represented by a council member, and you're saying that the governor has the authority to select someone for that position.
Yes. Yeah. So,
but they're not really open. The governor can appoint someone,
right,
but
to serve out their remaining term,
right, or okay, unless they have a special election,
right?
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I think I heard Anna Brochet talking about that. That's one of the options that the council has, and I hope they opt into that particular scenario, because I'd much rather see a runoff or a special election or something where the people can choose their own representatives instead of having a governor that's running for senator select who's going to represent those districts. So, you know, I think the people should weigh in on this and not necessarily make it a political pawn or chess match. Doc, Charmin, what are your thoughts on it? Well, anyways, we're not. Let's move on, because that's kind of everybody.
Well, you can't. It's hard
pushing
to move on because it's so crucial. The Northwest area of Jacksonville, these two individuals represent various districts in the Northwest area.
Yeah, that's true.
And, of course, this the Northwest Quadrant has a history. I mean, since the beginning of consolidation and before, of being neglected.
Yes.
And so as we move forward in celebrating the consolidation, 50 years of consolidation in October, we can look back at to see how has consolidation benefited those underserved, disadvantaged, low-income, at-risk communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the really big issue. And so the governor will appoint someone to represent those constituents. It'd be interesting if these individuals can hit the road running in terms of meeting with the mayor and his assistants over there, and Sam Moose and others, in terms of how we can put some resources in the Northwest Quadrant, with this new representation. So mm-hmm. we'll look and evaluate it to see if it's going to be better by appointing someone rather than having the people elect those individuals. But regardless to whether they're appointed or not, they will have to come before the voters at some point.
Absolutely. Doctor, you have a lot more confidence in the appointer than I do, especially when it comes to our communities and especially those particular districts, because as you pointed out, since consolidation, those districts have been the most deprived, you know, of resources,
It's going to be an easy appointment for the governor. I mean, what is he going to do? He's going to ask the mayor, who do you think should do it? And the mayor's going to say, well, who's been supporting me my efforts? And, of course, those are the individuals that are getting appointed. Come on, this isn't rocket science.
No, but I wish it were in this particular case. Anyways.
Go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say, that's how the process is. So the governor doesn't actually appoint or select. He chooses the mayor to decide.
No.
Okay. The governor will select.
He'll
get a recommendation from the mayor.
Okay, a recommendation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
He'll ask for referrals, I'm sure, from the mayor and not necessarily city council.
Okay.
Then
make a decision.
Yeah. Moving right along.
Yes.
Listen, everyone, we've got a healthy health symposium that would take place this morning over at Bethel, and it's through the Hefty Bethel Ministry, and we've got several professional medical folk, Dr. Riggins, both Dr. Riggins and Dr. Edwards and Dr. Wesley Mills will be there to provide some information, and the theme of the of the health symposium is "It's up to you and your doctor," and I like that, because it really is up to you. I mean, we've got to take more responsibility
Absolutely.
For our own health,
yeah,
and of course utilize doctors to provide that professional assistance that we need, but we've got to take control over our diabetes and all the other things that
over our health and period,
health and period, particularly African Americans.
Absolutely.
You know, we're hurting, many of us are hurting both physically and psychologically.
Yes.
Right, Jama?
Yes, and it is PTSD Awareness Month. June
is
PTSD SD Awareness Month and
Men's
Health Month.
No one sent me a card. Hey, where's the VA when I need them? They know I have some PTSD.
Look, we're gonna come back and talk about that and more. And Doc, you can explain to those of us who aren't familiar with Bethel where it's located and how can people participate. We'll address that in the next segment.
Sure.
This is Praise 107.9 FM. This is the Empowerment Hour. Larry Williams with Dr. Richard Danford and Jarman Leitner. And we have a special guest in the studio also, Carrie Strout of First Class Carrier. He's one of our entrepreneurs in the entrepreneur program at the Jacksonville Urban League.
Are you kidding? Rudy Strout? You remember him, the famous black actor?
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. So if you're listening, you want to call in and chime in on the deal, it's area code 904-296-2251, 296-2251. We'll be back after this break and some music that Jarman's chosen.
Jarman. Better be good, Jarman.
Happy Saturday.
Something I ate, some song, some show, some hate. The devil wants to extend the game. Free throws, and when it ends, he wants to make the sequel. 'Cause if he has another chance, he feels like he can take my joy, my peace, my faith. See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles, 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 cycles. Going in cycles, cycles, cycles. This will end like I wanted to. I win. The enemy will have to lose again. See, I'm a different fighter now, and I have got to think, 'cause his joy is my strength. See, the devil will learn it's a mistake when I am sure, oh, oh, that I'm not going in cycles. I'm not going in
say there's power in the name of Jesus. If you don't believe that, ask me. I'll tell you, because that's so. I'm a living witness and have a live testimony about how great God is, and there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, we're back. This is the Empowerment Hour. Larry Williams with Dr. Richard Danford, president of Jacksonville Urban League, and Jarman Leitner, president of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. And Jarman and Doc, we were talking a little bit before we left about what's going on in Jacksonville. And Jarman, you said, what this PTSD?
Post-traumatic stress disorder awareness month. June is PTSD awareness month, and we know that a lot of our military personnel and those who have gone to war, our veterans, suffer from PTSD. So it would be beneficial, you know, mm-hmm. To know what the some of the symptoms are, which I know the nightmares, sweats, and Dr. Danford, can you share a little bit about PTSD, what you know about it?
Because doctors not experienced.
Well, of course. I mean, you don't have to have served in the military to get
absolutely
PTSD. I mean, we have children with PTSD. You know, anytime you experience a traumatic situation.
Yes.
You know, we had the Memorial Day service over at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds on Monday, mm-hmm. honoring all of the fallen soldiers and et cetera. And they had, you know, right at the wall, they have the names of all of the soldiers fallen from the various wars and whatever. And, mm-hmm. and you know, when you look at all those names, and then I of course, focus in on the Vietnam section mm-hmm. of the wall, because I was in Vietnam in 68. And what you see is numbers. You see not only the names, but you see the fact that 58,202 individuals were killed in Vietnam, you know, with more than a half million that were injured. Mm-hmm. And so many of those experienced PTSD, and of course the VA is taking care of those individuals. But it is a serious issue, and so it's something that we need to address during the course of the month. Yeah.
Okay. What else is going on in June, Jarman?
It's Men's Health Month, so that's kind of in alignment with this health symposium over at Bethel. But men just need to get those checkups on their regular schedule. And like Dr. Danford said, we need our men to just be aware of their health, diabetes and high blood pressure and cholesterol and weight. So Men's Health Month.
Okay. The theme is it's up to you and your doctor.
And what time does that help symposium start?
It's from 10 to 12 this morning at Bethel over at 215 Bethel Baptist Street, okay. Right behind FSCJ.
All right.
And it's open to the public.
Okay. Go over and learn something about your health and hopefully help us live a little bit longer. Doc and John, we have a caller on the air.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour.
Good morning. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Okay, would you have a question?
Name?
Yes. My name is Dexter, and I was just talking. I wanted to talk about being a Navy vet and a local business owner in the Arlington area at Dex and Angie's Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Good, good, good. I haven't been over there in a while, but I'd assume that the wings are still good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We take pride in having some of the best wings in the city.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, where are you guys located over there?
We're located off of 5907 Mill Road. Used to be the old Christie's Wings and Things, right behind Dairy Queen and Taco Bell.
Oh, I know where Taco Bell is, man. That late night.
Yeah, you were taking care of something.
After you guys close, you know, I can fall in there and get me a bean burrito late at night.
We're trying to
go through the drive through, right?
Hey, Dexter, thank you for calling in, and we always love to hear from our small business owners. So, you know, if you have a small business and want to do a shout out for your business, call in. We'll be happy to put you on the air, and Doc will be over later on this afternoon to collect his wings and things.
Awesome. Thank you so very much for the opportunity, man. Thank you.
Tell Angie hello.
Now, Dexton Ange.
Angie.
Dexton Ange.
Dex and Angie. Yes,
there you go. Okay. All right, Dexter. Take care, man, and thank you for your service.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. We're back at the Empowerment Hour, and before we get back on the council members and other things that's going on, what's going on, Jacksonville? We have an entrepreneur that's in the studio this morning and wanted to offer him an opportunity to talk about his business. He's a new member of the, I guess you call it members, a new associate of the entrepreneur program sponsored by the Jacksonville Urban League. And the entrepreneur program is a program that assists small business owners with their business plans, marketing, and business development. And so if you're interested, you can call the Urban League or go to their website and check it out. It's a great program to be involved with. And we have with us Carrie Stroud. Carrie is the president and owner of First Class Carrier Service Incorporated here in Jacksonville, and he's been in business, I believe, about 13 years. And Carrie, tell us a little bit about your business, and you're going to need to use that mic, though.
Okay. Good morning. First, I'd like to say thank God, and thank God for the panel here, everyone here and on the panel. My business here, we established in 2003. First started in 2000, and then we changed the name, but we started with a small mine, and we made it to a big opportunity here. Jacksonville was an opportunity once I retired the military in 2000, just tried to get into something, and I looked at the opportunity here with transportation and a carrier. So we established ourselves, whatever, and got a small business started, owner-operator, and I grew from that point to a total of 9 trucks, a total of 13 employees.
Okay.
So we are a business that, a small business with a big mind now. We want to be one of the largest business here in Jacksonville, known business, whatever, one of the best. We try to get you dedicated service. We want to give you dedicated service, and we will give you dedicated service that we take pride in it. That I see that some of the problem we have in the transportation or carrier business where people just use just another person or another number. I like to have my guys, my trucks and everything that you see us, you're proud to be to have me or my opportunity or my business to be a part of your service. That's the key thing. We deliver from point A to point B. We certified to travel to 48 states, MC, DOT number. We got a good rating. We're a business that if I can help out anyone, we're a veteran, owned business, small minority business. We're trying to step ourselves where we can help support the community and support the veteran if we can.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you're MBE certified.
Yes, sir.
And does that mean that you're able to secure contracts from the city, from the state?
From the state.
From the state, primarily.
Yeah, primarily from the state. Yes.
Okay.
All the small business that come down to the state there as naughty. You have an opportunity to bid on the percentage here.
So, as a veteran, as a Swabby, as a Navy veteran, my dad was a
called Squid. Right?
Squid.
Yeah, definitely.
So, as a veteran, are you able to receive some extra benefits being a veteran as it relates to your business? First Class Carrier, Inc.?
Well, this is what we're doing now with the SBA, and we're down with the Jackson Chambers, with the trustees. We're trying to get more involved. I came out, and I just did it my way and had God on my side, and we did it the right way with God. But now we're trying to get involved where we have the been a veteran and get involved in the SBA, get involved with the Jackson Chambers downtown and all the different organizations that support me and my business there. So we are doing the summits each year with the SBA. We are definitely putting our foot where we can use the military background as being a veteran to go further to the next level.
So you have 13 employees.
Well, I had.
Okay. So is it difficult to find qualified folk to?
Yes, I find myself whatever. It takes 7 applicants to find one.
Okay.
Yeah, people here now. Everybody want money. Money is the key thing.
Money.
That's what it's all about. And so,
what about background checks?
We do background check, yes.
You do drug tests.
We in a DOT program where we automated random tests.
Okay.
Definitely. We run everything on a top level. We try to do it the right.
So if people are interested in, you're looking for drivers, right?
Well, yes, we always look for drivers to span because we got drivers we can go for. We can add on more trucks and we can span the business there. So drivers good. We try to ensure that you have less than 3 points on the NVR. We try to make sure that you have no misdemeanor or open misdemeanors depending on what it is, but definitely a felony. We have to make sure that you got 7 to 10 years.
Okay. So it's, as you said, you've been in business now going on 15 years. And what type of folks are you looking for aside from drivers? Do you have other areas that you need assistance in?
Well, as we grow, whatever, yes. To grow, whatever, it's kind of like an octopus. You know, you need many arms to grow, whatever.
Yes.
You know, you have a body here, but the arms will get you to the next level.
Absolutely.
So, yes, definitely we're looking for more people to involve my business, as in administrative part or business management, to take us to another level.
What advice do you have to entrepreneurs that are seeking to get into the logistics and transportation industry?
Well, I was telling anyone, make sure you have a strong base foundation there. Put God first. Ensure that your family members that support you understand. This business here is not a 8 hours a day, 4 hours a week business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're not dedicated here to the endure, I recommend you not to.
Okay.
Well, you know,
well said.
Yeah, because you know, as Doc and Jarman know, and as we deal with more folks in the entrepreneur program, and thank you for being a part of the entrepreneur program. It's a great program through the Jacksonville Urban League, but as small business owners know, and Doc runs small business and the Urban League, and so you know, we know that it's not a 40-hour a week deal. As a matter of fact, it's 7 days, 24 hours a day, so most of the time. And you take your opportunities for vacations and so forth when they come, when they become available. So, Carrie, thank you for coming in today. And
we got another call
on the entrepreneur. It's entrepreneur on the Empowerment Hour, and we look forward to seeing you and much success to you and your business as we as you continue. You've been with the different programs around Jacksonville as far as the chambers and so forth, and now you're with the real folks over at the Urban League.
All right,
right. I appreciate it.
Okay, and we have a caller here on the phone,
Oh, you sign what? Sign language? What is that?
We're trying to read sign language here in this.
Yeah, we need a break. We need to take a break, so we're gonna ask the caller.
Oh, okay.
Hold
make,
on.
Yeah,
I was used to this, but you know, okay.
How about this?
Yeah, I want to hear about the kneeling pillar too.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
we'll get that caller later. Right.
Hey,
I'm
we're gonna take a break right quick, and we'll be back. This is the Empowerment Hour, Praise 107.9, every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. We'll be back.
Not too bad.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry, your soul. It will get better.
It's got to get
better.
Heart.
Within your heart.
Hope.
God's going to make it better. If you don't believe it, just try him. He'll make it better for you every day.
Yes.
And I tried, and I can tell you that he does, and he will. This is Praise 107.9 FM, and this is the Empowerment Hour with Dr. Richard Danforth and Jarman Leitner and Karen Stroud joined us in that past segment. And we got a bunch of things that we need to get done here, so let's get busy. On the air, we have a caller who want to call in and shout out an event and what's going on over at the Jacksonville Urban League's Career Center, I believe. Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. This is Julia Henry Wilson. I just want to start out by saying we would love to work with that gentleman that's in your in the studio today to help him find some drivers and administrative personnel. So please make sure he give us a call. But I'm calling today about the summer camp, our wonderful academic, cultural enrichment, and interactive technology summer camp, where we have a seven-week camp, and we have been having it for the past 10 years.
Wow.
And we have limited seating, so parents, please go ahead and give us a call. It's very, very affordable. It's only $55 a week, and the kids get a wealth of knowledge in IT technology. We'll be doing a lot of field trips today. They'll be building robots and learning how to do coding, basic coding for for IT. And
can
we
I
also,
come?
Yes, you can. And it's $55 a week.
Yeah. Well, I guess not. Can I get a scholarship?
No.
Yes. And we attend an annual STEM conference. So what they learn in the camp, they're able to do it at the STEM conference at University of North Florida.
Oh, wow.
And we also do academic reinforcement. So they never forget what they learned throughout the course of the year, and we keep that going throughout the course of the summer for those 7 weeks. Give us a call, Jacksonville Urban League.
What's the number?
904-723-4007.
4-723-4007?
That's right.
All right. Well, if you got kids or children out there that need to do something during the summer that's productive and educational, call the Jacksonville Urban League and Julia Wilson at 7-2-3-4-0-0-7.
Yeah, Miss Julia, how old? What are the ages?
Ages 5 through 14.
All right, we got
camp, and they have a wonderful time.
Okay, we got a couple of candidates right here.
We sure do.
Remember, $55 a week.
Oh.
We don't budge on that one.
All right, well, that sounds like a fair deal.
We do group discounts.
Oh, okay. Siblings.
Do, huh?
Okay, yes.
All right.
Group discount.
Okay.
We do that.
All right. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you, Ms. Julia,
okay,
for calling
you,
and have a great weekend.
All right, and y'all keep grinding for the day.
All right.
And grinding every day. All right. So, Jarman, we have a couple other announcements, and I think Doc has some stuff he wants to put in here as well. So.
The Urban League annual meeting is Thursday, June 21st at the Ritz Theater. It's during the lunch hour. And if you want more information about that annual meeting, you can call the Urban League at 723-4007.
That's on the
21st.
That's the annual meeting.
Annual meeting.
All right.
Meeting.
Again, I thought we just had that.
Time is funny. Do you realize it is June?
Yes.
We're already half of the year gone.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing how fast. Does it happen the older you get, I guess, the time goes faster? Is that?
I'm trying to stay stuck in time, so I don't know about
sure. I'm the youngest one in here. I'm not sure.
No, you're not the youngest one in here.
Well, maybe not today. But okay. got the kids over there in the corner.
Yeah, we got a couple of guests in here. Who's over there, Jarman?
Oh, yes. This morning we have my son Elias and my daughter Eliana.
Yeah, they're great kids because we don't even hear them. Usually,
they're well mannered.
Yes.
I see that switch.
No switch. No switch. Honestly, they haven't felt the switch yet. But definitely early intervention and discipline and train them up in the way that they should go.
So. There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's exactly what we need in our community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we need to pay teachers a little bit more. Who take care of the children, you know, during the day? Because I see in the news that there's a poll that teachers are seeking higher pay, and a poll of most Americans agree that they would pay higher taxes to give teachers an increase. Would you all do that?
Yes, most definitely.
Silence.
Larry said nothing.
No.
Larry was just silent.
Silence. No, but I definitely would, as long as it goes to the teachers in the schools that are where it's needed.
Well, speaking of teachers, you know, we have a new superintendent coming in.
Yeah, Dr. Diana Green.
Dr. Green. And so, what, is it July 1st?
July 1st.
Her contract is official. Yeah.
Okay, and she's...
one of the lowest paid superintendents. Right? But anyways, that's a whole other subject.
Well, she's...
she accepted
it. We're looking forward to her arrival, and we feel strongly that she's going to take the pulse of the community. I understand she has an open door policy, a very, very open minded, very structured, a little knowledge of Duval County Public Schools, but very knowledgeable of the state requirements,
right,
et cetera.
That's
so
important.
She's hitting the ground running, and the community is ready and willing to roll up our sleeves and support her in making our school system the best in the country.
Absolutely.
I think we can do better. And it's going to require not only the leadership, her leadership, but the leadership of our teachers. And then it's going to take the input and responsibility from the parents.
Yes.
Okay? Absolutely. The parents have a major responsibility in educating their children.
Absolutely.
Whether they can read or write themselves, they can find the resources to help their children.
Absolutely.
So they need to step up.
All right. And speaking of helping children and helping the community and crime prevention, Doc, we had a really great conference this past week. And we had and big shout out and thanks to our friend up in Burke County, Georgia, Sheriff Alfonso Williams. And he came in, was a keynote speaker at the Thursday luncheon. Man, what, powerful testimony about how to change the culture of a community and through positive policing, Doc.
Sure, and it was a very, very successful conference, preventing crime in a black community.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, that is extremely difficult. But a lot of very important information came out from the conference. I want to just acknowledge the Jacksonville Sheriff Office personnel.
Yes.
I mean, they really stepped up to help us make this conference probably one of the best conferences. Thanks to our sheriff for showing up. The mayor showed up. Melissa from State Attorney's Office.
Yes.
You know, so we had good participation, but again, I want to, you know, thank the Office of the Attorney General, because that's where the funding comes from. But more importantly, we had probably 400 or 500 young people.
Wow, I was really impressed.
Okay.
With the number of young people
we're talking,
there participating.
We're talking about we're talking 13, 14 to 18 young folk that were able to stay in the hotel, participate in these workshops and seminars, learn how to interact with the police if stopped, you know, learning how to be more respectful to each other and authority, you know, and really giving them some real life information as to how to protect them, and letting them know that they're not, life is fragile, and they need to appreciate it, and do everything positive possible to make their lives better and to give them a chance, you know, in this society.
Well, yeah.
Was there any mention of, part of crime prevention, the early intervention part that we talk about?
Yes, they spoke about that. I think Dr. Steve Kelly, I believe,
it
had a wonderful session Thursday morning, a plenary session, and he spoke about the entire gamut, you know, early intervention, talking about, you know, parent participation in their children's education and saying that that was one of the most vital things that's necessary in educating our children, and that no children should be uneducated. There's no reason, there's being poor, being a single family parent from those type of situations is not a detriment, not a deterrent to being successful and being educated. You know, we need to to destroy those isms.
And of course, he brought home the point over and over and over that education is the key.
Yes,
education is the key. Absolutely. to crime prevention,
right,
as well.
Yes. All right. And for those of you listening on Facebook and viewing us on Facebook, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, period, but we're going to cut you guys off. We'll be back. We got a caller. We'll be dealing with them. When we come back, let's take a break for some music and keep our folks entertained. You know, we love to talk about what's going on, but we also like to have some music to entertain you as well. This is Praise 107.9 FM and the Empowerment Hour.
The ultimate gospel experience.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. It's the worship song that says this: our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Give strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, say my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
Awesome. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say, your voice and say,
awesome. Awesome.
Come on and say, awesome.
All right. My God is awesome. My God is awesome.
What you mean, my God? That's
my God.
Our God.
Our God. You got yours, I got mine.
I thought we were talking about the same one.
We talking about the same God through Jesus Christ.
Y'all, y'all can have y'all's. I got mine. Let's go.
We serve the same God.
Do we? All right.
Through Jesus Christ.
We do. Well, as I say, everybody had their own God. We good. What was that? Oh, okay.
Know.
A little mice in here. All right. Anyways, this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour, and with Dr. Richard Danford, president of Jacksonville Urban League, Jarman Lightner, president of First Thursday Jacksonville, and Harvest Intervention Services. So we're back, and we have a call on the air. It's the Entrepreneur Corner. So if you have a business or an event that's coming up this weekend or later this month, you can feel free to call in at 296-2251, just like Terry did. Good morning, Terry. Happy Saturday.
Well, good morning, and how are you all today?
Just good.
Doing excellent. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. I am Terry B. Jones. I'll create a prayer pillow where you can kneel until Jesus returns for 60 seconds, 60 minutes, however you choose to, and these pillows will still have their same consistency.
All right. Well, all right. Terry, and how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, I have that information. 537-3047.
Yes.
All right. All right. So we know we have one fan. Dr. Danford is on the pillow. So thank you for calling, and anyone else.
Yeah, my knees are turning black from kneeling. You know, and during these times, man, I need all the help I can get.
Oh, goodness.
It's your nails and pillow today.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to. Anyways, thank you for calling, Terry. We appreciate you.
Have
and
a great day.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. And again, man, as Doc pointed out, this is June 2nd. And special birthday shout out to our oldest daughter, who'll be X amount years tomorrow, June 3rd.
30 something.
Yeah, Felicia, we love you, and we'll see you next week, I hope, if God willing. But this is the Empowerment Hour, Praise 107.9. This is the Entrepreneur Corner. So if you have a business or an event coming up, you feel free to call in or anything that we've talked about this morning. We have a caller on the air, on the line. So, again, happy Saturday. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
My name is Larika Williams.
Larika?
Larika, L-A-R-R-I-K-A.
Oh, okay. That's like Larry. Yeah,
my father's name, Larry.
Oh, your father's name, Larry. Okay, see, Larika.
Yes.
All right, good morning, Larika.
Yeah, my daughter's middle name is Larice, so I didn't get a son, so I thought I'd better go on and put a name in there.
well, my husband's name, Ray,
good
is in.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your business?
I do photography. My business name is Camden Imagery, and that is a combination of my three beautiful children's names.
Okay. Say the name of the company, Camden?
Camden, K-A-M-D-Y-N, okay. Imagery, and that also how people can look me up on social media as well. And they can reach me via email at CamdenPhotog, P-H-O-T-O-G, at gmail.com, or on my cell phone at 904-566. 2396.
Hey, you know what? I always have ask this question when people talk real fast. You're on the radio, so we're trying to get people to come and support you. So would you repeat the phone number
the
little
phone number
bit slower?
Is it 566-2396?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, area code 904.
Thank you, Doc.
Yes, and I do all types of photography, portraits, parties, baby showers, weddings.
Oh, well, okay. Do graduations?
Graduation, senior photos. I just did a prom.
Oh.
I did Gilbert's prom, actually.
Okay.
Do you keep film in the camera now, right?
Yeah. You take the lens cap off, too, don't
I take the lens, yes.
I used to be a photographer back in one of my other lives, so I understand we used to do a lot of weddings. And, if you leave a cap on and after the wedding is over, you're in bad shape. They can't go and repeat the wedding. Well, but anyways, thanks for calling in, and we hope that you'll get some business out of your call. So thank you.
Yeah, and stop by the Urban League and say hello to us so that we know who you are. Put a face with the name of a name with the face.
Absolutely.
Right.
I will take you up on that. You guys have a blessed day.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're just rolling along right along here. And Jarman, anything you had something that you wanted to say?
Well,
about,
we didn't. Yes. Yeah, so, something else that was going on in Jacksonville is that the city files a claim to evict the Jacksonville landing owners from the property. So we're upon eviction. I know, I don't know if Dr. Danford, if you had any knowledge about this situation. You're so knowledgeable about what's going on in the city.
Dr. Danford is Dr. Jacksonville.
No, it's been.
And if you don't believe it, ask the folks that were at a conference this past week.
With the, I was here when we built the landing and, to great fanfare, and I can attest to the fact that the landing was a really neat place, very vibrant. People would spend time there and spending money, but over the years it has gone down. It is part of downtown, and you know how difficult it has been to get folk back into the city. And of course, the DIA and other entities are doing a lot to try to bring downtown, to make it more vibrant, and certainly Sean Conn over at the Jaguars with his entertainment district, mm-hmm. and all that's going to happen along the shipyards. I guess they'll just wrap up the landing, and as part of all of the development.
Absolutely.
On the North Bank, and then of course we've got on the South Bank the project that I believe Peter Rummel, the district is that what it's called, Jarman? Yeah, mm-hmm. The district. So trying to get that underway. So we, you know, there's quite a bit going on, but it's going to be interesting. It's a legal issue,
absolutely,
between the city and Tony Schlemann, mm-hmm. For the landing, and we'll see who's got the most lawyers and can stand the longest.
There you go.
And of course, the city has more lawyers and can stand longer.
Right. Most of the time, and against the small operators, and you know, when I came to Jacksonville about 6 years ago now, it was the landing was, you know, it was still in decent shape, and it was in some need of repair, and mm-hmm. it seems to have deteriorated a little bit more since then. But one thing for all of you that are investors out there, always retain the land. See, the landing is built on city property, and even though they can't use the building, they can certainly evict them and revoke their lease, and they have the land. So you can't do anything without the land. Hold on to the land. The dirt is very important. All right.
And you ran. Just keep in mind, remember, we didn't get our 40 acres in a mule.
Yes. That's our dirt is probably over there under the landing. but that landing is a prime spot to anchor mm-hmm. whatever is going to happen in downtown Jackson.
Most definitely.
It's a nice area. You know, we're not from here either. Only been here about 3 years, and I was thinking there might be some lunch cruises or dinner cruises along the river. I mean, it is a nice area. So I was thinking that it would be a vibrant entertainment area.
You need a big boat out there, though, because that's some rocky, rocky water out there.
Okay.
That's some huge waves, and especially with speedsters like Doc rolling around.
The speed boat, your motorboat.
You need to respect the water.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to respect the water. But, you know, like everything else, everything is politics, and it's about the money.
Hey,
okay.
Amen.
You know, we just have to move forward.
Absolutely.
And do what we can. And, you know, and of course, our prayers are out with the two
absolutely
recently indicted council right. members. You know, they're good people.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, we're not going to get into their charges and what they purportedly.
Exactly.
You know,
allegedly.
I mean, we've got whatever it is, I'm
right.
sure. I'm sure they've got something. And just keep in mind that, you know, if they want you, they can get you.
Yes, and, uh-huh. and keep in mind if they come for Doc today, they might be coming for Larry tomorrow.
No.
Well, as we said off the air, they just have to go through the process.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, no one's guilty until proven guilty. They're innocent in the eyes of the law. And so, you know, let it play out. And you know, it's a lot of people are condemning and so forth, but, you know, let the process play out, and then, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
It just happened to be those two today.
Yes.
I mean, we've had instances in Jacksonville over the years.
Absolutely.
where people have absconded with millions of dollars.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I can recall back to it's public information, public record. I mean, I believe $50 million was given to a developer for the shipyards.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and I ride by there every day, and I don't see anything that
not $50 million.
I don't see $50 million.
Yeah, I don't see $50.
I don't recall anybody being indicted about that. So
right.
I'm not going to say it depends on who you are.
Right.
I'm not going to say
not
that.
Gonna say
I'm
that.
Not going to say.
You're
it
not
going to
say it.
Well, there may be some indictments coming down with this Florida Medicaid fraud. So we'll see how that pans out.
Medicaid.
You know, Florida Medicaid is saying there's some fraud going on with some of the services that are being provided.
But
so,
that's happened. I mean,
it has.
We,
it's nothing
we,
new.
We get we. I mean, we have very famous people that have been
absolutely
been involved in, yes, in Medicare fraud.
Medicaid. Yes, sir. And wow. and where the Elias, let him say hi before we go off the air here. We got 1 minute left, and thank you all for listening. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour, and we got a guest in the studio who is trying to be. Come on, Elias. I know you talk about. Say hey. Talking to Mike. There
say
you go.
Good morning, everybody. Say good morning.
Good morning, Elias. How you doing?
Good.
You doing good? Your school is out? Yeah. What about Eliana? How you doing, Eliana? Oh, they all now they was all ready to jump on the radio, and now they want to be quiet.
Say good morning.
Good morning.